think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friendos, and welcome in. This is the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. I am Chris Welch. That is Scott Bogman. It's ITL. It's the beginning of the week. It's August. Breaking down a little bit of the latest news, injuries, how the last 30 days has gone, intertwining fantasy conversation throughout, and telling you all about my new best friend, Corbin Carroll. That's right. No big deal. Just best friends, you know, hanging out, taking pictures.
So the opposite of Tim Anderson and Jose Ramirez.
Yeah, no, there were no swings being, though I will tell you, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to say everything that was in there because I want to keep some things. Like, there's probably some confidentiality in some of those. Not, though there was nothing ridiculous said in talking and meeting, but it was one of the first things that came up in meeting with Carroll, because the people I was with, Dennis Sidler, Sid's Graphs, is they're White Sox fans. And Corbin definitely started up pretty early and was like, so what'd you guys think of that White Sox situation? he was very neutral about it, said nothing bad whatsoever. But he was like, what do you think about that situation? And then the White Sox fans went about. But yes, I am absolute best friends with Corbin Carroll now. We spent lots of time frolicking, taking pictures.
I almost made a comment below your picture, but I was like, maybe I'll save this one.
What were you going to say mean? You're going to say something mean?
I was just going to say this is before the restraining order. That's what I was going to say.
The most conversation we're going to have here probably about the Corbin Carroll stuff is going to be on the photo. Yeah. Couple things.
By the way, Welsh's whole expression on his face changed when I said I was going to make fun of him. on Twitter. Yeah, you went from smiling and like, what were you?
No, it's all good. What? It's all good. What? I have never had a single photo liked as much as that. That is the I do videos and stuff. My Tatis viral video was like, you know, whatever it was, 1500 people liking or whatever. I think over 500 people liking it. That is my connection to Corbin Carroll, as I was explaining to Dennis in here. First off, I take the worst pictures on the planet. Like, my face looks like it's got three levels in it. It's awful. But the comments throughout were what were getting me all day long. So let's review real quick of the best comments.
Mean ones?
No, there's really not. I don't think there was a single.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't see any mean ones. That's why I was like, if I'm the only mean person.
No, you're the only mean. You're the only asshole.
Well, I didn't do it. Yeah, but I didn't do it because I didn't want. but I didn't want other people on Twitter to say, oh, well, Bogman's making fun of him. Like, yeah. You know, I guess it's OK. So that's why my favorites. I didn't do it.
Here are my favorites. Uh-oh. The top one was maybe my favorite from Ariel Cohen, our dear friend Ariel, where he goes, is this your house or his? And it's like you can see the big black bar and there's a hotel thing in the background. And I wanted to be like, this is my dungeon, my basement. But no, it was a hotel. So that was one of my personal favorites.
The note he's holding says, smile or I'll kill your family.
Yeah, exactly. There was a lot of like, happy for you. This is so awesome. Here was the craziest one. Are you looking at the photo?
Nope.
Go look at the photo real quick.
All right.
Me and Corbin, new best friend. You've been my best friend since we were 13. You're now number two.
Well, I completely understand.
You understand. So this is the craziest one. So are you looking at the photo?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up. Yep.
Okay. Martin says this. You guys, now this could have been very sarcastic, but I haven't known Martin to be. He goes, you guys definitely look like you could be related. Do I look like I could be Corbin's older?
I mean, you both have fake smiles and the same color hair. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe similar height, but probably because you're standing behind him.
I'm standing a little bit behind him. He did get taller, by the way. Like, no joke. He got taller.
No, he did not. He did not get taller. He didn't.
He's like 6 foot one.
He didn't. I tell you exactly what happens is everyone that's shorter than you, you picture them at 5'4". They must be a tiny person because they're not as tall as you. That's what you do to everybody. And that's why you always ask me if I've grown every single time I've seen you, because you picture me like a little child. And, you know, then you see an adult when I come up to see
you. He got taller,
though. You're surprised. He did
not. He's taller. I'm also getting shorter, I think. But so that was probably my favorite one, that I could be his fatter, less athletic brother or cousin or something like that. Like, I'll take that. I'll take that for Corbin Carroll. Here are some others. JD says, usually when people are being held hostage, they don't smile, but Corbin looks happy. Mark did the Simpsons blink twice if you're in trouble, Corbin.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. Someone said, which one is Corbin?
I've seen the one from Marco where it's just your face bigger and bigger and bigger.
It's the one I hate the most. I'm gonna block Marco.
Don't
right now.
Don't block Marco.
I hate it the most. Because he was trying to go in on the smile and he said best day ever, but it's my face and I hated it. There was another. Oh yeah, Terry said Brandon Fott not pictured. Also, Pete said ask him for your man crush Brandon Fott's phone number. And then, oh my god! Then I saw a couple. I didn't realize there was some inappropriate ones. So, lots of likes, but my favorites were definitely the Corbin being held hostage. The is this your house? It was so out of left field from Ariel that it made me very happy. But that was the dude. Corbin is like hands down one of the nicest guys on the planet. Let me tell you a couple little stories real quick. We met him outside and he was carrying some stuff with him. And not like, you know, he could bring game used gear that gets signed and stuff. Nothing like that. He just had like a couple things, he was holding like a shirt and a hat or something. We walk in.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And he says hi to everybody. It was actually pretty, you know, it was the Dennis whole family and everything. And he goes, hey.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. So I got these from the All-Star game, and I don't know if you saw the Diamondbacks anime shirt. They made like an anime shirt from like a couple weeks back.
He brought
Dennis's kids two anime shirts and an All-Star game hat. He just brought them. I asked Dennis, I was like, has any athlete ever done that? And he said, nope.
No.
And point out that he's worked with Miguel Cabrera back in the day.
By the way, you shouldn't expect an athlete to do that. Like that's above and beyond.
You would never expect that. But I was like, have you ever had an athlete do something like that out of absolutely nowhere? And he's like, no. The closest was like a player bringing something back. Dennis has a really great relationship with Chris Sale. Chris Sale has been more than generous and nice to the family, but I was blown away by that. But Corbin was energetic. He was engaging. He was talking the whole time. I had a moment in there. I wish I would have taken a video of this, because we have the Little League World Series on, and it's these kids. And I'm trying to remember. I think it was I forget what it was. Someone could go back and look. It was Monday at 3 p.m. or, you know, 12, I guess it would be 2:30 p.m. Eastern, whatever game was on. And we've got the game on, and Corbin was like, oh, is that the Little League World Series? That's cool. A little bit time passes. We're in the bottom of the sixth when the game is tied. And Corbin like kind of stops. We all stop to watch this game because the bases are getting loaded. Corbin's got a big smile on. We're like, oh, look at this stuff. He's like, how cool would this be as if there was a walk-off? And I stopped and I was like, do you realize how jacked these like 12-year-old kids would be to know that not only are they on television, but one of the best players in baseball is stopping and sitting and watching them play baseball? I wish I had like filmed it. I don't know if it would have been appropriate or whatever, but I thought it was so cool because he was like super excited for these kids, and he was watching the Little League World Series, watching these kids. And then it ended up being a pass ball that scored the winning run. And we were all like, holy crap. And that was really cool with Corbin. Outside of all the other stuff, don't need to get into all the insane details of everything that was said in there, but very in tune dude. He's already become the leader. He says something really interesting, Boggs, that I thought you would find interesting. They were telling a story about how Dennis has Jaron Duran, a Red Sox, Jaron Duran. Duran had to cancel, unfortunately, very kind about it, had to cancel a signing because Justin Turner had scheduled an all-team dinner meeting, like an all-hands-on-deck meeting. And he was telling this story, and Corbin was like, yeah, he's like, I get that. And he's like, I try to every road trip take the young guys out for dinner.
He's about to win Rookie of the Year.
I'm like, you're the young guy. You're the young guy. You're the 23-year-old Rookie of the Year. And I was like, I didn't say anything about it, but I was like, that's the type of leader that this kid already is.
Take him to McDonald's until they win a series, Corbin.
Very into food, by the way, but like good food. He was telling the story about this sushi place he really likes, out here, but they fly it in from San Diego. And it's like very like, so he's a very food oriented guy. I will tell you this.
Just something every normal Joe can get, just fish flown in from San Diego.
No, not him. It's a restaurant that he goes to that gets it. And he also, we were talking about his favorite cities and least, and he told me a couple though. I'm not going to say the least on there, but he did say, you can private chat it. Yeah. You want to, I could tell you the one he private chat. There was one he liked the least. There were two that were pointed out as really did not care for. But he did say he loved San Francisco. Nope, that one was not on it. This was like to travel and be there and that type of stuff. But he said he loved San Francisco. Nope, not that one either. I'm trying to remember where else. He said he really liked Minnesota, too. He liked the trip there.
Minnesota's nice. And the stadium's downtown. It's like by everything. So,
I'm shocked that you haven't. Here, I'm going to give you one. He said that place was no bueno.
Sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
And this was the number one. That was the.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a lot of the atmosphere, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But team leader, we talked about other stuff. We talked about the organization. He's locked into the organization, kind of confirmed some stuff I'll talk about on Prospect One. And it was a really cool experience. And the other thing I found out is he is into, he collects cards now.
Well, everyone's making money off of his cards. Why not make some money off his own cards? He end up like Blake Martinez, who ended up quitting the NFL to sell cards. Did you see all that?
Well, now he's banned from whatnot because apparently he scammed some people in Pokemon.
Did he really?
Yeah, but like it's that thing where these guys,
time to be a linebacker again, Blake.
They're like doing good at the cards, but then they know a hit is coming and they take it off screen. That's what he got banned for, apparently, even though he made a bunch of, I don't understand it. We actually talked about that on
like for doing the breaks.
Doing a break.
Oh, so he hid the cards away from people who had like bought the pack or whatever.
Like he had the break, and I get the idea is like they know the card is coming, so they can see it and they take it off screen for a second, and then it's blah blah blah. That's apparently allegedly. I don't know anything about it, but allegedly, that's the thing that happened. But Corbin is interested in cards. He got kind of jacked up about a few of the cards. He takes his autograph serious. We just talked about lots of stuff here. Oh, and here's the last of things I'll tell you. This is actually going to probably make you mad. We were talking about, Dennis had asked him who were a couple of the nastiest pitchers he had faced this year. And the first one was very funny. He kind of like almost under his breath. He's like, well, Strider has been just killing us. He's like, but you want to know somebody? He's like, this dude, the numbers haven't been fantastic. But he said, Mitch Keller is nasty. And I know you wanted Mitch Keller in a trade really bad. He's like, Mitch Keller is throwing five different pitches your way at any moment. And he's like, Mitch Keller was rough. And he pointed him out as one of the toughest pitchers he's faced this year.
Yeah. Look, I mean, him saying Mitch Keller is nasty does not make me mad. But yeah, the Diamondbacks make me mad. I am sick of watching this team and it just disgusts me. And it's, it's the same old story. We've seen the second half collapse for a decade, play well in the first half. Worst record since July. Record in the big since July. And I'm just annoyed. But yeah, I mean, Mitch Keller would have been a nice guy to add, but
Nice. Yeah, pretty nice. But yeah, we'll end it there. But very cool stuff. Into cards and because Evan Longoria is a big card guy. So he's been, I think Longoria has been rubbing some of that off of him.
And I always like that more than like the guys that don't actually like baseball. Like Randy Johnson never liked baseball. He didn't care. He was just good at it. Greinke, kind of the same thing. Obviously he's had the card thing with, who was the Rockies guy that I'm forgetting about that he wouldn't sign the autograph for and said, you're giving me a rash.
Phil Nesek, maybe?
Pat Neshek.
I think it was Pat Neshek.
That's it. You're 100% correct. And I do think it's funny that he's like, hey, you're giving me a rash, go away. I thought that was funny. But I mean, you said you would do it. Just go do it, I don't know. I like it more when guys are like, that's all they talk about is baseball. Then, this is my day job and they're Nikola Jokic and can't wait to go watch races
horse racing. Definitely, that was not, you know, Carroll. He was, you know, he talked a lot. I mean, obviously the food was important. He was talking about how he has a recovery doctor that he goes to on his days off. Awesome. I mean, that's how much he takes care of himself. He was jacked in person. That was another thing. Like, I mean, it look, you know, like when you, like, here, I'm going to flex right now. Like, look at these muscles real quick. Look at those. Oh, that was impressive. You impressed? Whoa. Ooh. But like, he looks like he's always, I know you're impressed with my muscles right now, but like, he looks like he's always flexing and he's
I can barely stand it.
I know, yeah. I can tell.
Yeah. But, I mean, baseball players are usually ripped, man. Especially like the, you know, you guys talk about it before on Prospect One, the forearm porn. You know, that's what
The Pete Alonso stuff from back in the day. Exactly. But yeah, it was a very cool experience.
First baseman's forearms, they are enormous. Any of them. Yeah. Huge wrists too. Like, you know, pulling that bat through the zone, man. It's a lot of getting a lot of work on those arms. So
there's definitely a lot of other stuff I could throw out there. I'll do it in our live streams. Bogman and I are jumping back into Fridays, by the way, twitch.tv/inthisleague. On our Friday streams, a little bit more football centric this time of year, but we may finally be adding some.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Back in, we streamed last week. We're going to jump back in this week, maybe do a little bit of a wheel this week. We did a best ball last week. So if you guys want to hang out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
in this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world, says who?
The IQ test you took in prison, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Those type of settings, we could definitely talk about more stuff, but you know, there was lots of baseball talk. He loved it. Everything we were talking about was essentially around baseball. We had lots of different card talk, and one of my favorites would he actually opened a box and pulled himself. He pulled the card that he had signed, which was a hilarious moment.
Stuff. Oh, maybe a better way to phrase that, Welsh. You know, yeah,
well,
he opened
a
box and pulled himself. Maybe you sound like that. Remember in Thor Ragnarok when Korg's like, "Oh my god, the hammer pulled you off." He's like, "No, the hammer pulled me off the ground." and I was flying. Yeah. Maybe rephrase that next time. Well, sorry. That's all I'm saying.
But it was very nice. Thank you to everybody that was liking the picture and having fun with it. I shared it on the Grom, catch me on the Grom, and on the Twitter. But, you know, easy guy to root for. And lots of people were like, oh, he seems like such a nice and humble guy. Even more so. Oh, this is the last of last things. This is the very first thing that was asked by Dennis. He said, this is the only thing I think that Corbin's going to be out of touch on. He said, I got to ask you. He's like, can you go to the grocery store? Can you go to like a Target right now? And Corbin's like, yeah, like I'm still good. He's like, it's picked up a little bit, but he's like, I can still go and do play. And I was like, buddy, that is going away quick.
Yeah.
Because Dennis goes, he's like, man, we were driving up and we saw you on a big billboard. And he was like, oh, really? I was like, I don't know if Corbin realizes how far this is going. This is going beyond the Diamondbacks, but, you know, he was happy that he could still walk around Target, which, you know, I'm not, so good for him. But there you go. Little bit of the stories on the Corbin Carroll stuff. I got some stuff done as well where the break events I've been just absolutely MIA milk carton on. But we I'm hoping next week, because I can't do it this week, hoping to do one next week. And I got some Corbin Carroll stuff and we might do like a raffle. By the way, see this.
We can do those here on Friday, too, by the way.
Yeah, so we could do one of those. He loved this card the most. It's called the Home Advantage.
Nice. I like that very blue about penny signed with, too. That looks good.
Actually, this card, he stopped and went, whoa. He's like, what is that? He had never seen this before. And then he stopped and he's like, where do I sign this?
What is in the background? I can't even see what's in the back. Is that a hot air balloon?
It's Arizona. Yeah, it's similar to like what's called a Kaboom
flag. I see it.
Yeah, you see the Arizona flag. And he was like very like, we got to figure out where I'm going to sign this. And that was one that I had here, but I've got some cool Corbin Carroll cards. Check this out. Here's a living set Boggs rookie. Look at that. You're not looking.
Yeah. Corbin. Sorry. Carroll. There's another, highlight of him getting knocked of Tim Anderson getting knocked out.
Okay.
So.
These very nice. So
damn.
Got some cool Corbin Carroll, stuff here that we might do. So make sure you follow us on the twitch.tv/inthisleague. And of course at inthisleague.com, because that is how we fill when we do breaks. We do raffles and do a giveaway because I got a decent amount of cards here and stuff like that. Wanted to get some Corbin Carroll stuff out there. If you were a part of our stuff earlier in the year, we actually did a raffle for a Corbin Carroll autographed jersey. We've done jerseys and bats and all that type of stuff. So it's going to be very cool. Oh, you want to see one last thing?
Sure.
This was the very first thing that he signed. I'm going to show it, I think, tomorrow, or as people listen to this, but this is the very first thing that he signed when he got there.
Oh, nice.
It's the full-size helmet that says Fantasy Pros Home Run Champ. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that. Very nice.
Is that gorgeous?
That's gorgeous. Awesome.
I thought that was pretty, pretty cool. So those are my ventures out into the world with my new bestie. No biggie.
Yeah.
New bestie.
Leave me on the wayside. Got my thumb out. Asking for friends. Welsh is gone. He's too busy rocking with Corbin Carroll. But hey, we haven't devolved into boxing like Tim Anderson and Jose Ramirez.
That is right. Actually, let's do this. Let's take a break. Let's come back. We have to talk about that. InThisLeague.com. Join up on the Patreon. New prospect ranks just loaded. Dynasty ranks in the next like 24, 48 hours will be on the same sheet. All the prospect stuff in the world. Get in the GroupMe room. Support your boys. We love you. InThisLeague.com. Go and sign up today. Quick break. Let's talk about the shot heard around the world right after this.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
In This League.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In This League. Oh.
Tim Anderson got knocked the f- out, dude. Tim Anderson stinks. So you guys all know that it's a little tough because we're talking about it like after the fact, but this stuff was wild, dude, where, you know, Ramirez slides in, got hit hard or he felt.
Well, Anderson hit him on the helmet and that's why he was mad. Like he felt like Tim Anderson hit him on the head purposely, you know, but as he was sliding underneath his leg.
He said after Jose Ramirez was interviewed that it said this was bigger than that moment. He said,
sure.
The reasoning behind it was he said that Tim Anderson has had a disrespect for the game and it's been building up to this, doing little things like this. I think the way he slides and I think I saw this little breakdown of things he had done recently, pushing a player off here and there.
It's the complete opposite of Corbin Carroll because Corbin Carroll accidentally spiked somebody a couple weeks ago at second. called time as soon as he was at third and then went up and made sure the guy was okay. Like, I can't remember who it was at second, but like, that's the kind of guy Corbin Carroll is. Tim Anderson not doing that type of stuff at all. He's very disrespectful.
Well, you know, an interesting thing came out. This actually while we were at the signing. So before this, Kenyon Middleton, who was with the White Sox, he put them on blast. And he's like, the culture stinks. They stink. There's bad stuff. There's no leadership. The leaders suck, blah, blah, blah. I was there. Then we found out when we were in the middle of the signing, I guess it was Hahn came out and said, that's really interesting coming from him, because when he left, he came to my office apologizing for all the stuff he had done and said he would even love to try to come back signing as a free agent. Then the third element was, God, I think it was, now I've drawn a complete blank. It was someone that was with the team last year that affirmed what Middleton did. And damn, I don't know if it was.
I have no idea about the Middleton stuff. But I mean, we saw the Yasmani Grandal stuff as well with him and Tim Anderson. I don't know if you saw any of that, but I guess right before the All-Star game, Grandal looked and he was in the lineup. So he said, I want to leave. I don't want to be here. I want an extra day. If I'm not going to play, then just let me leave. And they said, well, no, you know, you could still pinch hit. You're still going to have to be here. Tim Anderson was sitting in a hot tub or something. And he said, hey, if he wants to leave, I'll play for his flight. Get him out of here. You know, and I guess Grandal walked up to him and slapped him across the face in the tub. And because he was helping Tim Anderson walk when he was all wobbly leg after Jose Ramirez dropped him. And they said that he was just saying mean stuff to Tim Anderson. And that is why Tim Anderson wanted to get back on the field so bad, because he just got knocked out. Then he was disrespected by his teammate. So then when it broke back out, he wanted back out real bad to try to.
I can't believe they didn't trade this guy. I hadn't paid attention.
Nobody wanted him.
Well, I don't know if you saw, he did an interview with some podcast talking about how he was like owning up to, he has a complete another family, completely cheated on his wife, had a kid with another, infidelity, all that type of stuff. Dude. That was the big joke. I don't like dancing on people necessarily like that type of stuff, but people are like, oh, this happened and two families saw it, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But he's kind of a dirtbag. He also doesn't seem to want to be there. He's also not liked by his teammates. And I don't know how they kept him here. I found what I was talking about and the person. It was Lance Lynn, Bog. So check out this audio from Lance Lynn talking about the culture on foul territory.
Lance, did you see what Keenan Middleton said when he got traded?
I did see what popped up yesterday. Yes.
Do you have any thoughts on that, possibly?
I could say this. Let me tell you. I can tell you what Key was wrong about.
Okay.
We're ready.
I get it.
Nothing.
You don't get it.
I get it.
You don't get it.
Lance,
nothing. He said, I can tell you what it's about. And he stood there smiling purposefully, because he was wrong about nothing. That's who it was. I almost didn't have it, but I remember it was Lance Lynn that just said that about the culture. And as most people have pointed out, it comes back to Robert
LaRussa.
It comes back to Robert. It comes back to Abreu. It comes back to Tim Anderson, the team leaders. And then it goes higher into the organization of the accountability. I mean, I got one or two, actually. I got something I can tell you off air that I've heard about with the White Sox as well, but it's like, they're not good team leaders, and it created kind of chaotic culture, and there's no accountability to it. And this leads to Tim Anderson, who, you know, what do we know, but it in one way or another is near the top of this list. And he got his ass beat. He got beat down by Jose Ramirez, who was having none of it. And it's a bad look for baseball. It's a bad look for him. It's a bad look for the White Sox. And it's just kind of wild in general. And I didn't even see what it came down. I know there was a suspension. I didn't see what the number was.
Yeah, it was six games for Anderson, three games for Jose, and then a bunch of other people were one game. Class A got a game.
So the dude who got knocked out got more games. I love it.
Well, he started it. Like, he was.
Oh, yeah, because he backed up and he got the fist up.
Put his fist up first, and that's, you're instigating. And by the way, why can't we just make it like in hockey, right? Like,
if that's what the guys ump did. Wasn't that cool? Did you see that? The ump just backed up.
Of course. Well, what is he going to do? Well, get in the middle of the fists flying from the professional athletes? No.
Yeah.
He did exactly what he should have done.
That's what a lot of umps have actually done. Guys get in each other's faces, they get right in the middle, and then they get smacked, and there's a whole
gigantic chaos of nonsense, right? Like, where all of these guys are coming out. Now, it's a little different in hockey. I mean, in hockey, guys are different sizes, but they're all pretty big, you know. It's different in baseball because if Altuve wants to fight Aaron Judge, it's not really fair, right? Like,
pretty
there's
sweet,
difference in, it'd be, and especially if Altuve knocked
like out, Rey Mysterio, you know, versus Paul White.
But I mean, like, what, Tim Anderson is 6'1", and Jose Ramirez is like 5, I mean, he's listed at 5'8", probably 5'7", you know, and he dropped him. You know, that was just a good blind.
Oh, got him on the chin.
It was just a good blind haymaker that connected. It wasn't like he showed a lot of boxing skills.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy. But Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Or anything, but just let them duke it out. Keep everybody else on the bench. As soon as somebody goes down, the fight's over. Just like in hockey, you don't keep wailing on him like a psycho in a parking lot or something. Like, yeah, just do that.
And also after the
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
I really think Tim Anderson's gone after this year, if that wasn't already obvious and whatever they're going to do. But I don't know if you saw, Tim Anderson then went to Twitter and kind of just like went on a binge and deleted it all. And he was in his feelings like, you know, y'all got me messed
what a
up.
Surprise.
Things are going to change.
Kind of threw a guy. That he, anytime something negative happens to him, he's throwing someone under the bus. He's a big crybaby. And you look, I don't think Yasmani Grandal is a good dude either. He's a big cheater and went and slapped a guy across the face for trying to say, hey, if you don't want to be part of this team, get out of here. You know, but no one respects Tim Anderson because of all the nonsense that he's pulled.
Yeah. Well, also, is that real? I don't know if this is real. There's a video of Joe Rogan reacting to the knockout punch.
No, I can't.
But it's on his podcast. He's watching it.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, I know they are reacting to it. That's wild. But the other thing was he had like kind of a little pseudo like threat. He's like, you know, it'll be coming. Like he had a little pseudo threat about the Ramirez stuff. So it was dirty. It was nasty. That's our reaction to it. It's a little bit late since we're late to the podcast with it. But we just wanted to talk about that. Other news before we talk about some of the biggest performers. This is the worst. And I knew it was going to happen. I said it on Fantasy Pros on Monday. Here it is. Shane McClanahan on the IL, and he is gone for the season. Unlikely to play for the rest of the season. They said surgery is an option. Highly unlikely. The Rays pitchers are a disaster. And I've alluded to this a couple times on different shows. We are beyond the, this is a coincidence stage of injuries with pitchers. Tyler Glasnow, Rasmussen, Jeffrey Springs, and now Shane McClanahan. All of the top pitchers, I know Glasnow's coming back. There is a pitching injury epidemic with this team that has to do something with what they're doing, because it can't just be a coincidence that all of their best pitchers are consistently getting hurt and having severe issues. Jeffrey Springs out forever. Looks like McClanahan could be back next year. I've noted that his slider was 2 miles per hour harder in this last start. If that was maybe intentional and maybe it was compensating for something. I don't know. There's got to be something that is just being swept under, because now he's gone for the season. And I had him in a couple spots, and this is a luckily one of them was a roto, I suppose, where I was pretty high on innings anyways. And I have really smashed some other like Jesus Luzardo, and I got some really good buys in other places. But this is pretty devastating. Redrafters, you're done. I don't even care about the, like, he's unlikely to come back. You get rid of him if you don't have IL spots. He's not coming back.
Yeah, and even if he does, it'll be like the last week of the season, the championship round, and do you even want to start him in that scenario? You know, it's probably a big question. So, yeah, it sucks, man. But you think it's something specific to the Rays, that this is not just Rays bad luck?
I just think that, yeah, dude, okay, Jeffrey Springs, oh, man, that stinks. And then you get Rasmussen, and we're like, man, this is kind of bad luck. And then you think about Glasnow and then McClanahan. It's got to be something. That team is very hands-on. Eno has talked about it a bunch where I think they've been scrapping. God, what is it? They scrap a lot of guys. Like, is it curveballs or cutter? Or no, four seams. They've been taking off. So here we go right there. You're taking players to throw less four seams in some instances. And they're throwing more secondary pitchers. Is that more wear? Is there something they're doing? I mean, obviously they can't be the culprit.
Well, definitely
caused
is.
All these injuries, but there's something in the process that all of their pitchers are getting hurting. There's got to be something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it the slider that is the most? You know, it's connected the most to arm injuries. Is that correct? Or I know it's one pitch. I can't remember because the Orioles wouldn't let anybody throw it. Right.
Yes. And the Diamondbacks did that for a time. Oh, no, yes. You know what it was? It was the cutter. The Diamondbacks a whole bunch of pitchers. It was like Tyler Skaggs at that time and a few other pitchers from throwing cutters, which was really weird.
Yeah. So maybe it's something along those lines or something of where, you know, you want to use more breaking pitches. But
let me see what his usage was. Because he was primary.
Yeah. Did it change from last year is the thing. Like, is that what, you know, that would make sense to be the cause?
He's throwing he's actually throwing the same amount of sliders. He's throwing less curveballs and more four seams this year. So I guess what I'm saying doesn't necessarily hold up, but I don't know. It's only 41% fastball. So it's still 60%.
Well, also it could be
slider.
Hey, I feel a little bit of a twinge and they're like, well, just see if you can work through it. You know,
maybe.
I mean, maybe that's part of it. We don't know. We're not inside, but it sucks. It sucks to lose an ace. I've been using him on MLB The Show a lot recently because I know he's going to go by the wayside.
How about our co-op game? How about our co-op game that you and I played? We played a co-op game and I wanted to push it. I wouldn't let Bogman take him out. We struck out 19 in a co-op game we put up, which was pretty freaking awesome. But yeah, he's going to be out for the count. You know, there's not really a ton of fantasy analysis to that. There's a dynasty component to it, which
Taj Bradley would be coming back up and I mean, it's the Savali trade looks genius now, you know, now that McClanahan went down because they got no pitchers left.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's genius in that you don't have pitchers, but then it's just like, okay, cool. We got Savali. Like, that's what we got. And
yeah, still probably not worth Manzardo. Yeah, but like you got to get somebody or you could do what the Diamondbacks do and just give up because you're on a losing streak and not do any moves. So there you go.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool moment, too, for the Diamondbacks in that Paul Sewald never did anything. They bring him in for his first opportunity, and then he doesn't record an out.
Yeah,
so it was a good thing. Yeah, it was a good thing that they gave up all that stuff.
This team inventing new ways to lose every night. It is just unbelievable.
Maybe if you were lucky, you could turn your page to Yuri Perez. Yuri Perez back with the Marlins. Did not have a good performance as far as like the, I think, the underlying stats. Let me pull it up here because I know he got the loss. He ended up giving up 4-4 2/3, 7 strikeouts, kept under 80 pitches, which I think that could be the same thing. Because a lot of people were like, you know, how do I drop? People want to drop some serious pitchers for Yuri. Still a little worried they're going to be playing
babying like
crazy
him.
Baby management. But he had a 39% swinging strike rate, 71% on his slider.
He's and just CSW crazy around
31%.
Still.
Yeah, it's wild. Between, if you take the CSW, 29% of the fastball and a 38 on the slider, I mean, that's going to get the job done. That's going to get the job done for Yuri. So Yuri is an absolute pickup in the respect of not cutting someone like really good. Because I'm, everything I see from people, they're like, I need to make room for Yuri for this. And I'm like, ugh.
Well, the Marlins have been on the same type of slide the Diamondbacks have been. So, like, they are quickly and swiftly moving out of the wild card race right now. So, they need Yuri. I think that's why they brought him up. I don't necessarily know that this was the exact plan. I think maybe it was another couple weeks, maybe the end of August, to bring him back up if you're sitting there in that playoff spot. But they need him. So, they brought him right back up, and they're still babying him, which is weird.
Yeah. The Rays called up Curtis Mead, and they we had a couple prospect moves, but Rays bring up Curtis Mead. There's still a big question about playing time. I think it might be platoony-ish. Lots of good contact.
No, not on the Rays.
Yeah, that's just what I'm not crazy he can't interested pitch. In that redraft. Yeah, I mean, like, I guess I was a little bit more dismissy about, like, Sal Frelick. Like, oh, what's he going to... And he's just, like, hitting well.
He's crushing.
Just,
yeah.
And really Curtis is. Mead has that in him. I just don't know if he's going to run a ton. He has missed some time this year. I'm just a little indifferent, unless it was like a really deep league. 12 man. If you have like, see, even in like, he's not a 10 or 8 keeper, but if you had open world type of stuff, like, I don't know, you could consider it. But I'm indifferent that the stats are ever going to be like really high. I think he could be a good player, but I think I said this on Rates of Barrels, like the ceiling is like a maybe 20 homer, 10 stolen bases, but high average. He makes lots of contact. It doesn't strike out, which is really nice. That's what I really like about him. But I just don't know if it's going to be like majorly impactful. So when it comes down to people wanting to cut like good stuff, I don't think I'd want to do that for Curtis Mead right now.
I'm with you.
Strada, Brandon Drury are both activated. Trevor Story, speaking of middle infielders, back on Tuesday. Today. Also in the injuries. Back today. Kershaw Thursday, Sale Friday. So a whole bunch of impactful injury players that are coming back.
Yeah, and a lot of guys starting rehab assignments too. So just pay attention for you guys on the IL. Getting a lot of notes about those guys who've been out for a while, potentially coming back at the end of the season, which I know I could use some Chris Sale. Just got Brandon Woodruff finally from his start in April in that trade I did with the Witch, Jesse Severe. So hopefully some of those guys are coming back. I know, I think O'Neill Cruz is like doing batting practice, but he's not running yet. So he may be back by the end of the season, but that's probably one of those that's like, you know, September. When is he?
Because the last thing I saw was, let's see, Indy getting some love from Oney. I'm just typing in here because I saw he took ground balls. Yeah, so this was on the 5th. So this is 3 days ago. He took ground balls on the field. He also hit in the cage again. So he is progressing. Pretty light throws that are going on here. Maybe you get him back for September. He is expected to come back this year. So I guess if you have a playoff run and he's sitting out there, it's not going to be out there much longer, you know, especially as good news comes in. So he'd be a great pickup, but I imagine he's kind of picked up in all spots. I would still say great buying opportunity in Dynasty for O'Neill Cruz. If you have like a week left in your trade deadline or it's coming up, you've got teams that are heavy competing. If you can convince them to get O'Neill Cruz off the roster for you rebuilding and you give some pieces, I am very much into O'Neill Cruz. You know what's going to be amazing next year? Is O'Neill Cruz versus Ellie De La Cruz. Is there a gap between the two?
There's going to be, well, it depends on how much O'Neill plays at the end and how he plays at the end. Because if he sucks, you're going to get a good value on him until, like, you know, spring training when he starts putting on highlights again and stuff like that.
I think it's Ellie right now, but I'm saying, like,
oh, yeah.
It's next year because it's like O'Neill is bigger power over a little bit over the speed, where O'Neal has been bigger speed over power. O'Neal has Ellie has hit more consistently than O'Neal did. O'Neal just had like a good ending to last year. Very fascinating to see if there is, if they're even close, because I think we've all kind of associated them somewhere together.
And is Cruz moving? Like, is he moving well? You know, does he have any speed, or did it was a knee injury, right?
That, yeah, but he'll have it next year. I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking.
I understand that, but it's still a major knee injury to have to overcome in you know, stealing stuff. So,
but it's definitely a team that they don't need to press. You know, they're not going to bring him back unless he's like fully ready, which is also why counting on him is kind of a tough one. Speaking of counting on Nate Eovaldi, still 2 or 3 weeks away from returning a cone, according to Bruce Bochy. So one of the best pitchers, even though he'd really struggled in that last month or was showing signs of struggling.
Probably that's not injury. Great. Yeah.
I've also got him, dude, in that league.
What is he, a Ranger?
In Ohno, dude, I had Jeffrey Springs, Eovaldi, McClanahan, Rasmussen, and I got another guy. My pitching injuries are crazy, and I'm still second.
Yeah, could you please list all the other pitchers you have so we know who's about to be hurt on our teams? They're crazy, you know, dude. That'd be great.
Yeah, Jonathan India is expected to return back early this week, so that'll be good. We'll see how the lineup shakes up. Christian Encarnacion Strand hit his second homer just the other day, so you know, I don't know if there's any like insightful players that need to be taken off the roster. Trey Turner was dropped to 8th in the lineup for Philly. This is also after he had this really great weekend, and he bought a billboard thanking the Philly fans for cheering him on, which is a very un-Philly thing to do.
Kind of yeah, I mean, I think the Philly fans even know, like, well, we just paid a lot of money for this guy. Let's try to back him and see if he's going to come out of the slump. By the way, Harper, it's the only game that's on because they're doing a doubleheader today. 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts, so maybe the curse has gone over to Harper now. I don't know, but this Trey Turner was my number one player. He's looked like ass the whole year, so hopefully at the end here, if you're in the playoff mix or whatever, he can come back and start to look like the MVP contender that we thought he was going to be this year, especially with his huge World Baseball Classic. He looked like he was on fire coming into the season and then just hit a brick wall. So, you know, hopefully the fans getting behind him will do something for him. But
think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It's been miserable.
CJ Abrams outpacing his homer stolen base total right now. And that's he's
been
Abrams
better.
Positive,
I mean, CJ Abrams has been unbelievable in the second half here. He's been so good.
So good. So
where would you put that? Would you right now, like, let's say O'Neill Cruz is back tomorrow. Are you still going him over Abrams? Abrams has been great.
Like for redraft or long term?
Redraft, just the rest of the season.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you made it go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Coming here in the near future, he might pitch in the complex and move in. He's getting picked up. He's around 40% of CBS leagues right now. My only concern, my tepidness about that for you guys would be like what he can do when he comes back. Maybe he'll be stretched out long enough. It's probably six-man rotation stuff. I don't know if they can get five. He's worth an add, but if it was prioritizing, I'd rather probably have Silseth, I feel like. I mean, again, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe he'll just come out freaking blazing. And
but he's gonna his pitches, rehab assignment is going to be at least three starts, you'd think, because they're going to super
I don't think he's back till September. Then do you want to put a guy who's been out for over a year in when you're doing a playoff run and you get your ratios completely destroyed? Like, maybe it's better than like what, you know, Silseth has been all season. But I feel like I would rather a guy that they're just going to throw out there consistently than the injury stuff. But it doesn't mean I wouldn't go pick him up. I definitely would.
Yeah. Trying to rein in control after TJ can take a while too. So we'll see.
All right. That is going to do it. I think what we're going to be doing, by the way, next week for the Monday episodes, be on the lookout this for on the Patreon. I'm going to be dropping a post on either Sunday night or Monday mornings for just looking for questions, no voicemails or anything. And we're going to answer some fantasy questions of what you guys have for the week, pickups, whatever it is. So you can literally just drop it into the Patreon and we will answer that on the podcast. Also, next week, we've got Govier. Govier is going to be joining us next week on the pod. And on this one, I think we might be getting a guest as well. It'll be out on Thursday. Apologies, you know, the schedules and stuff. Then a tiny bit later on the Tuesday front here instead of the early Monday, but you know, so the
Corbin. Yeah, got to hang out with my buddy Corbin.
Corbin took precedent over getting the pod out really quick, but you know, you guys are down with that. You can follow us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh at Bogman Sports. My huge Fantasy Pros Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We have got CBS here on Wednesday night. We just did Rates and Barrels and Prospect One. I'm going to be trying to do tonight, so it should be hopefully out tomorrow. If you want some of the latest in the prospect world, join all of the podcasts and all this stuff. And we appreciate your guys' support over on the Twitter, over on the Patreon at InThisLeague.com. If you guys want to sign up, we would appreciate that as well. And hopefully we'll see you on Friday over on the Twitch. A little bit of wheelie wheel. That's it. We're out. Godspeed to my best friend. Bogman Welsh, we're out of here. Peace.
See ya. He's not talking about me.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.